the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The question whether David HaMelech received, accepted Lashon Hara about Mephibosheth from Tziva. Tziva was Mephibosheth's Eved. Mephibosheth was the son of Shaul. Made a whole Shemra on Mephibosheth that he was happy that David HaMelech was deposed, and he went to Yerushalayim, was waiting just for his chance of taking over the Malchus. And the truth was that Mephibosheth was upset that David was deposed, and he went into mourning, and he had no intentions of taking over the Malchus. And when David came back, he assumed that the reason that Mephibosheth was in mourning was because he was back, not because he was deposed. And when he came to Yerushalayim, so he said, "Vayiki bo Yerushalayim likras haMelech." When Mephibosheth came and met David, when he came back to Yerushalayim after Avshalom was killed, "Vayomer lo haMelech, lama lo halachta im Mephibosheth? Why didn't you go with me when I was banished from the city?" "Vayomer Adon li haMelech avdi rimani. I was fooled by my slave." "Omer avdecha ach v'sholi hachamor. I told him to saddle the donkey, the erkov aleho, the elich es haMelech, and I'll go to the king and join him when he's banished. Ki piseach avdecha, because I'm a lame person. I couldn't do it myself." "V'yiragel ba'avdecha el Adon li haMelech, v'Adon li haMelech k'malach l'hakim. V'asei hatov ve'inecho. Do what you want." Originally, because he thought that Mephibosheth was against him, he gave all of Mephibosheth's property to Tziva. "Vayomer haMelech lama sadaber od dvarecho, amarti ato v'tziva techalku es hasada." Now you split it up. He wasn't sure if Mephibosheth was telling the truth or Tziva was telling the truth. So he said, "We'll split the field between you." "Vayomer Mephibosheth haMelech," so Mephibosheth was upset about that, and he said to the king, "Gamis hakol yikach," let him take everything. "Acharei asher," and he was saying this cynically, "Acharei asher bo Adoni haMelech b'shalom el beiso." The fact that you came back is enough for me. "Omer lo ani amarti mosai tovo b'shalom v'yata osili kach." I was waiting anxiously, when will you return to your throne? I had no designs on the Malchus. I was upset that you were deposed, and you are choshed me with all of this, and now you tell me that I should split the field with Tziva because you're not sure of my allegiance? "Lo alecha yeshli tarumos." Truth is, I don't have any tainus on you. "Ela al misha haviyacha b'shalom." I have tainus on the one who brought you back in peace. I have tainus on the Rabbanu Shel Olam for not championing my cause and giving you the victory when you have the chutzpah to suspect me. "Ha'indosivu ven Yohonasan Meriv Baal." Yohonasan's son was Meriv Baal. "Chi Meriv Baal shemo?" Was his name Meriv Baal? "Balo Mephibosheth shmo." His name was Mephibosheth. "Elitosha osa Meriva in Baal." He made a fight against the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He had tainus on the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he brought David back b'shalom, even though originally that's what he wanted. "Yotza basko v'amralo nit notza bar notza." Right? You are complainer or a rebel, the son of a rebel. Notzah had the Amram, that he was a rebel, he was a complainer, we know. Bar Notzah, Dechsiv, Ayavu Shaul, and your son of a Notzah too. Shaul HaMelech also had tainus on the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It says, Shaul came at Ir HaMolech, Vayored B'Nachal. When he came to attack HaMolech, so he fought in the Nachal. Vayored B'Nachal. Omer Rebbe Moni, Al Iske Nachal. What does that mean? He fought with himself over the Inyonim of the Nachal. Omer of Yehuda Omerab, what was that? That Nachal Eson, Egla Rufa, said for one human being, you have to make a whole tekes, and because so he's murdered, you don't know who murdered him, so here there's so many human beings I'm supposed to kill. So he had Rachmanis on Amalek, and he didn't kill them all. He saved the throne, he didn't kill the king, and because of that he was deposed. So he had misplaced mercy. So just like Mephibosheth had tainus on the Rabbanu Shel Olam, so did Shaul. So he was a son, a complainer against the Rabbanu Shel Olam, a son of a complainer. Rashi al iskei nachal, umal nefesh achas omra Torah havei egla rufa, the nachal not nefashos halol achas kam v'kama. Im gedolim chotu, tanim achotu. If the adults sin, what did the children do? So Shaul HaMelech had mercy on the on Amalek, and because of that, he also, in the end, had was cruel against Rachmonim, and he killed out Novi Rakohanim. Okay, Omer of Yehuda Marab, B'shosh, Omer David, the Mephibosheth, Ato V'tziva Techalkos HaSodah, when David made this injustice to Mephibosheth, and he said that now, instead of giving the field to Tziva, they at least split it, and he didn't reinstate it to Mephibosheth, which would have been just. Yotza Bathko V'omrelo Rechovam V'yerovam Yechalkos HaMalucha. So this was the root of why eventually Malchus Beis David was split between Rechovam and Yerovam. You split the field, I'm going to split your Malchus. Om Rav Yehuda Marav, Il Moli Lo Kibel David Lashon Hara, if David had not accepted this Lashon Hara, and at least partially, that Siva told him, Mephibosheth, so Lo Nech Beko Malchus Beis David, then the Malchus Beis David would not have been split. For Lo Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah, because it was split, that's why Yerovam set up the Agolos in Beersheba and Dan in order to keep the people from going to Yerushalayim. Because if the Malchus hadn't been split, there wouldn't have been this these two Avodah Zarahs. And Velo Galina Mi'arsenu. And once we served Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah is the reason to go into Golos. So the chain of events started when David HaMelech accepted the Lashon Hara and split the field between Tziva and Mephibosheth. Velo Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah, Shal Yedei Shenechleko HaMalchus Hemid Yerovam HaGolim, Shelo Yali Yisrael Yishalayim, the Memshalto Shel Rechovam. That was the incentive that Yerovam had to set up this Avodah Zarah, was to keep the people from going to Yerushalayim and having allegiance to Rechovam. Omer of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yonasan, Kala Omer Shlomo Chato, Einu Elatoa. Whoever says that Shlomo HaMelech did the Chatoim that seemingly the Nach says he did, is making a mistake. He did Chatoim, but not the ones that seemingly it says in Nach. Shenemar, his heart wasn't complete with Rabban Shalom as much as David HaMelech was. Mashma, Kilavav David Ovid, he wasn't as great as David. He was not as positive as he could have been, but he wasn't as negative. So obviously, if he'd done all these terrible chatzim of being over the Zorah, whatever, it just wouldn't have said he wasn't as faithful as David was. It would have said that he was a chote. Elamani Mekayim Vahila Ezikna Shlomo Noshav Hita Vislavavo. What does it say? What's it called? That when Shlomo got old, his wives turned his heart away from the Rabban Shlom and he served Avodah Zarah. Hahik Reb Nosson. That can be explained like Reb Nosson. The Reb Nosson Rami, Ksi Vahila Ezikna Shlomo Noshav Hita Vislavavo. One pasuk says that when Shlomo HaMelech got old, his wives turned his heart away from the Rabban Shlom. And yet, there's another pasuk that says that his only chisaron was that he wasn't as great as David. Mashma, though, that he wasn't negative. He just wasn't as positive as he could be. So what's the resolution? When Shlomo HaMelech was old, his wife tried to turn his heart away from the Rabban Shlom, that he should go and serve Avodah Zarah, but he didn't do it. Shlomo built a altar to Kemosh, the Avodah Zarah of Moab. He wanted to build it. He had intention, but he didn't. Okay. The only problem with this is that the Gemara says that even though you normally don't get punished for intention, but by Avodah Zarah is different. Avodah Zarah machshavas kamaisa. So if he intended to be over the Avodah Zarah, right, Lechara, that should be considered as if he was over the Chet. It could be, though, that that's only where you intend to do it and circumstances prevent you from doing it. But had the circumstances not been there, you would have done it. Then, Machshava Kamaisa, right? But if you change your mind, right, you intended, but you change your mind, then you don't get the onus as if you did it. Right. In other words, if you did it means the Rabban Shem counts your machshava as if you did the ma'isa, since you were prevented from doing the ma'isa only by circumstances beyond your control. Similar to a person has intention to do a mitzvah and he's prevented from doing it, he gets schar. But if he changes his mind, doesn't want to do the mitzvah, he's not going to get schar for doing the mitzvah. Same thing over here. Ela me'ata oz yivne Yoshua mizbeach l'Hashem shebikesh livnos labana. You're going to tell me the same shot in the pasuk oz yivne Yoshua. If by oz yivne Shlomo means it's in the future tense, because he intended to do it, but changed his mind, then by Yoshua, it's the same construction. So we should say the same thing. Yoshua intended to build a mizbeach l'Hashem and he didn't do it. We know he did do it. So you see that the oz yivne construction means that he did it, not that he intended to do it. Ela debana. Over there, for sure, it means he built the Mizbeach. Hachanami debana, so the same construction over here should mean that he actually built the Mizbeach to commotion. Ela kedetanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, the Esabomos asher al pnei Yerushalayim, asher miyamin har hamish, lahar hamishcha, asher bona Shlomo melech Yisrael, ashtaro shikol zidoni. Right? Says that Shlomo hamelech built, what's it called? It says that Yoshafat was the one who came over here. One second. Yoshiyahu. It's about Yoshiyahu destroyed the bamos that were built by Shlomo HaMelech, which were to the right of Har HaMishcha. Another story have Har HaMashchis, which is a play on the word Har HaMishchis, Har HaZeisin, the mountain of oil, which is Har HaZeisin. And here it became Har HaMashchis, a destructive mountain, because there was all this Avodah Zorah built around it, which Shlomo built, Lashtaro Shikud Sidonim. So Yoshiyahu destroyed the bamos that Shlomo HaMelech built to these Avodah Zorah. Mar says, how could that be? Efshir Bo Asa Velo Biyorim, Asa, who came before Yoshiyahu, and he destroyed all the Avodah Zorah in Eretz Israel. He didn't destroy these things from the time of Shlomo HaMelech? They were there from Shlomo HaMelech's time. Asa came, and he didn't destroy them. Yehoshaphat Velo Biyorim. After him, Yehoshaphat also destroyed Avodah Zorah from Eretz Israel. And he also neglected to destroy these things that were from the time of Shlomo HaMelech. At Shaboy Yoshiyahu Biyorim. What happened that these things that Shlomo built, survived the destructions of Yehoshaphat and the destructions of Asa, and had to be destroyed by Yoshiyahu? All the Avodah Zorah in Israel, Asa and Yoshafat destroyed it. Elamakish Rishonim Lachronim. But it comes to tell me the following, that Mari Achronim Lo Asu, the Talabohem, Vesheva, just like the later ones, didn't actually do, but it gave them the credit as if they did it. Afrishonim lo asu, the Talabah and the Gnai. So too, Shlomo HaMelech never really built this. He intended to. Right? So this Avodah Zorah wasn't really there, but it gave the credit to Yoshiyahu, to destroy what was already destroyed, because had it been there, he would have destroyed it. He destroyed the further ones. He got credit even for the ones he didn't do. That if they still had been around, he would have done it. And the same thing goes with the fact that it says that Shlomo built these things. Really, he didn't build it. But it gives him the blame as if he did. See Rashi. Shlomo Chotob Avodah Zorah. To Reb Nosson, the Shani Kro Hitu Leleches Lehu Lo Holach. Right? He explains the pasuk. His wives tried to make him, but he didn't do it. Hachanami Debona Kashi. It's a Kashi, right? If we're going to learn, Yivne means to intend to do, but not to do, then by Yoshua it should be the same thing. Learn from here, the Lobona, that he didn't build. Not from the construction Yivne, but from the following. The It compares that which Shlomo built these bamos to the fact that Yoshiyahu destroyed them. The truth is Yoshiyahu didn't destroy these bamos. Okay? The Talu Bomin Ashamayim L'Shevach, yet they gave him the credit for it. Ho'elu Bir Ashar, since he destroyed other Avodah Zorah, and if this would have been around, he would have destroyed this too, so he got the credit for doing it, even though people before him did. Shenasu Mishemes Yehoshaphat, the ones that were created after Yehoshaphat died, that he couldn't destroy, Yoshiyahu destroyed. So he got credit for all the other ones also that he would have destroyed had they still been around. Af Shlomo lo asa binyan zeh. Shlomo didn't build these bamos. Other people did. His wives did, or their people. The talu bo lignus mito shlo micha ben asher. Since he didn't protest, and these things were built over his not protesting, so he's considered the one who built them. Just like Yoshio didn't destroy them, but he's given the credit. Shlomo didn't build them, but he's given the blame. Okay. Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Noach lo la'oso tzaddik. It would have been better for that tzaddik. What? Ah, v'aksi v'ayash Shlomo hara b'nei Hashem. V'nei shahoy lo limchos b'nosha v'lo micho malo v'akoso kiluchata. Right? The fact is that he's blamed only because he should have protested what his wives did. His wives filled these bombs, not him. Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Noach lo la'oso tzaddik she'eshamish l'dover acher v'alikose bo v'ayash hara b'nei Hashem. It would have been better for Shlomo to actually have to serve Ovdei Avodah Zarah, to be a water carrier for Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Right? It would be better for him to have that disgrace than that the Nach should write on him, Vayasara B'nei Hashem, even though he didn't do it, but that it should be considered like he did it. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, B'shoa Shenosa Shlomo Es Bas Paro, Yichnisalo Elef Minei Zemer, when Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paro, so she brought 1,000 different kinds of instruments. The Amra lo kach osim avodah zara plonis. This is the kind of music we play for this avodah zara. The kach osim avodah zara plonis velo michaba. And he didn't protest that she's bringing avodah zara into his household. Amra Yehuda Amr Shmuel b'shoa shenasa Shlomo bas paro yored Gavriel v'noatz kona bayam. When Shlomo married Bas Paro, Gavriel Hamalach came and put a stick in the sea. V'olav bosir, turned around that stick, gathered a sandbar. V'olav nivne krach gadol sharomi, and eventually the biggest city in Rome, or one of the important cities of Rome, was built on that spot. V'masnisa tana oso hayom sheichnis Yeravam shnei agod. V'masnisa tana oso hayom sheichnis Yeravam shnei agod exav echad beis el v'echad bedon nivne tzrif echad v'zeu italya shel Yeravam. And when Yeravam, after Shlomo, put the two agolim in Beis El and in Dan, so on that sandbar was built one hut, and that was the beginning of the city of Italy of Yeravam, right? Which eventually was taken over by Rome and became Krach Godel Shalomi, Rashi. Shamash lachto veitzim v'lisho mayim b'schar l'avodah zarah. Shlomo HaMelech should have actually, would have been better for him to be a slave to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, a water carrier and a wood chopper, and not that it should write in the Nach l'lamedcha shekosha tochacha v'misha b'yado limchos. And this is all a continuation of what we started with the parah of Rav Elezer ben Azariah, that it wasn't his parah, but he didn't protest his neighbor going out with the ribbon around it. So all of this came, all of this Gemara, to bring out this idea that somebody who can protest and doesn't protest, punished severely. Mine zemer klei shir, different kinds of instruments, Bas Paro brought. Each one was used for a different avodah zarah. Noatz kana, the sirto medabikbo, and this sandbar collected around this pole, at shenosa v'holich v'godl. It doesn't mean literally. It means that the roots of Rome that were an enemy of Klal Yisrael started from these sins. The sins started the spiritual foundation because Rome and Yavan are antagonists of Klal Yisrael. When we're on the descent, they're on the ascent, and vice versa. And therefore, when Klal Yisrael started to sin in the time of Shlomo, even as the roots of chet. And then in the time of Yeravam, so it strengthened in Shamayim the roots of Yavan and Rome. Sirton chol v'refesh v'tit shehayam goresh. Sirton is sand and all different kinds of clay and whatever that the sea spits out, right, that collects around, collects around the bodies like a stick or whatever. Krach Gadol Shalomi, Shehu Meitzer Li Yisrael, that eventually would be an adversary to Klal Yisrael. Vehu Italia shol yavan meseches Megillah. That was Italy. V'yom shehemed yirognes v'agolim nivnet srif echad, but also sirton. On that sandbar, on the day that Yeravim put up the agolim, a new stage was reached. Where now there was a hut on that sandbar. Shegadol shom b'nei Shlomo. The sandbar that was created in Shlomo's time now had a hut on it. Srif kuch katan mitzaydim. She'osin min konim u'min arava. Right, it's a little hut made out of what's it called for hunters, for fishermen. That's made out of reeds and aravas. U'me'ozin sosu batim abayim. From that time, one house, another house, or what's it called, until it was built up to be a big city. Italia shein ha'ir. V'hima medinas yavan. This is the name of the city, and it is in Greece. Shenot la'romi malchus yavanim. And when Rome took over from the Greeks, lakdua v'nepach lohem. It became a Roman city. Okay. Omer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yonason. Kala Omer Yoshiyahu chata in relatoa. Whoever says that Yoshiyahu sinned is making a mistake. Shenemar v'yasa yosher v'nei Hashem v'yelech b'chol derech David Ovid. Right? Even though it says that Yoshiyahu was 8 years old when he became Melech, right? But he hadn't sinned before that. Elamani Mekayim v'kamo lohoi lefon of Melech asher shov b'chol libo. There was never a king who did tshuva with all his heart like Yoshiyahu. Mashma, he did sin. Otherwise, if he didn't sin, what did he do tshuva for? She says, that's a different thing. The tshuva over here was not that he sinned originally, and then he did tshuva. He did tshuva from something else. She called Dayan, Shadon, Miben Shmona, Ad Shmona Esrei, Herzirin Lohem. Right? At 8, he began to rule, but 18 years later, after the beginning of his rule, right, they found the Sefer Torah, and that they had hidden away, to save it from Menashe and Amon, who were tearing out the Shemos in the Sefer Torah and writing Avodah Zarah in the place. So the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, they hid away. Shouldn't have the same fate. And they found it in the 18th year of Yoshiyahu's rule. And from that time on, he started to really learn Torah Shebichzav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Till that time, he didn't really put himself to learning. So all of the dinim as a king that he was done in those 18 years, he was afraid maybe he made mistakes, and he wasn't done them al pi Torah. So he gave back all the monies he took from people in those 18 years. That was the tshuva that he did. Not that he did averus, he did tshuva from the judgments that he made during those 18 years. Shemetomer notul mizev enosazeh, he reversed the mishpat and took back what he awarded and gave it to the person he took it from? No. Because there also, he was a suffix. Maybe the person deserved the award. Talmud lomer b'chol ma'oda, with all his ma'od, his money that he paid. Shenosem lohem mishalom, he took it out of his pocket and paid the person who he made pay. So both of them benefited. And he was the one who lost. So that was the tshuva that Yoshiyahu did. Rashi, Yoshiyahu chata, the siv shovel Hashem, Hashem the chata, mikara. The beginning is sin, then he did tshuva. Mi ben ches, she yoshev al kisei malchuso, the siv ben ches shona. Ad ben yud ches, she motza chilkiyahu as a sefer. That's when they found the sefer Torah that they had hidden away. Va'ayin v'dikdik b'torah, and he started learning them. B'dineha u'b'dineha, v'ksav u'bal peh. The Haven Shematah Bedina. Then he realized maybe all the mishpat and maybe before he made mistakes. He wasn't so proficient and well versed in Torah.
A different girsa of Rashi.
Where?
Ben Yud Ches.
What?
Ben Yud Ches.
Yeah. Okay. The what's it called? No. Ad Ben Yud Ches in Chanami. But the truth is, it was Ad Yud Ches. The Marsha said that he wasn't 18 years old. It wasn't 10 years later. It was 18 years later. 18 years into his malchus. The tour, Taka learns from here that a person shouldn't be a dying until he's 18 years old. But they all say that, first of all, it's a chumra gedola, and secondly, that there's no raya from here, the Marsha says, because it's not true. He wasn't 18 at the time. He was 26 at the time. His malchus was 18 years old at the time, not him. Notl mizemi shenasim al tchila. Okay. pliga de Rav, and this argues on what Rav said, Amar Rav, ein lecha gadol bevali tshuva yosem yoshiyahu bedoro. There's no greater bal tshuva that ever existed than Yoshiyahu in his generation. The echad bedoreinu, and there's another one in our generation who's also a great bal tshuva. Umanu Abba Abua de Rabbi Yirmiya. Abba Abua of Rabbi Yirmiya. Abba, who was the father of Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Abba. Va'amri lo Acha Achva de Abba Abua de Rabbi Yirmiya. Some say Acha, who was the brother of the father of Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Abba. The Omar Mar, Rabbi Abba, Va'acha, Ochi Havi. Rabbi Abba and Acha were brothers. Shaila was, who was the one who was the big Balchuva, the brother or the Rabbi Abba himself? Amr Rav Yosef, Va'od Echa Bedoreinu, and there's another one, another big Baal Tshuva. Umanu Ukvin Bar Nechemya, Reish Gelusa. The Hainu Nosen de Tzitzisa. This Ukvin Bar Nechemya was also called, nicknamed Nosen de Tzitzisa. And he was a tremendous Baal Tshuva. We'll see what he did. Amr Rav Yosef, Havi Yosivna Bepirka, Bahavi Komenamne. I was sitting in the drosha by the Yarche Kala, Pirka, and I started to fall asleep. The Chazoy Bechilma, and I saw in my dream the Koposhet Yodei Vekible, that this Nosam Tzutzisa Ukvin Bar Nechemya, right, who was a Chote, the Rabban Shom pulled out his hand to receive his tshuva. It was a tremendous Baal Tshuva, see Rashi. Hachi Garsin, V'amri Lo Acha Achva De Abba Avua De Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Nosam Du Tzutzisa, Al Shem Nitzotzin De Nora Shamalach Poshet Es Yodo Vekibel Tshuvasa. That there were sparks of fire when the angel put out his hand to be mekabel his tshuva. Lishnachrina al sha'achso hamala b'tzitzis rosho. Another pshat is not the sparks. Tzitzisa means he pulled them by his payas to what's it called to be mazrim b'tshuva. Tosfos says that in the Medrash it says that there was a candle that miraculously floated over his head to show that he was a Baal Tshuva. The Aruch says that he had a tzutzisa is a garment made out of goat hair, which was very abrasive, that he used to wear as tshuva to torture himself out yisurim for tshuva. And the Sefer HaYuchsin says that the fire came out of his tzitzis, another pshat is that when he was young he used to comb his hair or whatever and curl his payas. That's why he was called Nosan Tzitzisa. Whatever it was, he was tempted to be over an Isser. The Medrash says, Rashi brings it down over here on the bottom, Rashi says in Matzasi B'Sefer HaGadah Shoyim Mar Ukva Val Tshuva. Shenosan Eina B'Isha Achas V'Hela Li Bal Tina V'Nofal V'Choli. It's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. It's quoted back on the bottom here. That what's it called? That this Mar Ukva fell in love with a certain woman who was a married woman, and he got sick over it. Right? V'Eishas Ishoisa L'Yomim Nitzrucha Lulbos Menu. One time she needed a loan, so she came to borrow money from him, and he wanted to take advantage of her. Umitoch docha nisratzislo, right? So he made a condition: I'll loan you the money, you live with me. And she agreed. The kavash yitzro upatla sholom. And in the end, he overcame his yitzro hara, and he let her go, gave her the loan, and didn't take advantage of her. And he got healed. Nisrape shayotzi l'shuk. And when he went out into the shuk, people saw a candle burning over his head as a sign of his tshuva. Vayener dolik baroshim nashamayim. And that's what they call the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Rashi in Sanhedrin. So all these different pshatim are what was the simen that he was such a big Baal Tshuva, either the sparks that came from him or the fire came out of his tzitzis, whatever it was, there was a sign that people could see that he was a Baal Tshuva.